Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for a Sunday morning sermon, Sunday Morning Alive, right here on our website. And I want to thank you once again for coming to our website, wherever you are hearing this Sunday morning sermon. The fact that you came to hear a sermon, amen, tells me something about your heart. And what you are seeking as a Christian or an inquirer of truth, maybe you're a seeker of truth and you want to find the truth, and you're starting to look through various religions all kinds of those who are out there with their clickbait titles. Well, this is not a clickbait. This is not, I have no great title, but I am a God called, God anointed preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of grace. And I pray that you will stay tuned today to hear a simple but significant message to the church and a challenge if you don't know Jesus and you are looking for, amen, a truth that you can grab a hold of and that'll grab a hold of you and hold you solid and firm in this time when so many are drifting in the Christian faith, and so many are absolutely shipwrecked in the world and don't have any source of security that they can claim as an anchor, sure and steadfast for the soul in the storms of life. I want to submit to you that Jesus Christ is that anchor, and that He is not just a truth among many truths, and you have to try to sift them all out. He said, I am not a way, I am the way. I'm not a truth, I am the truth. I'm not just a giver of life eternal. I am the life eternal. In fact, He's the resurrection and the life. Praise God. Listen carefully to this message today. We pray that you will get a hold of truth, and truth will get a hold of you. If you're a Christian drifting, amen, that God will get a hold of you and draw you back today. Amen. If you're a non-Christian and you're seeking, that you will find what you are looking for in the person of Jesus Christ and in the power of God. Because I believe the Holy Spirit is going to go with this message. I believe He's right there where you are today. Amen. I believe He will reveal to you what you can't see with your natural eye or figure out with your own intelligence and your own ingenuity, that God will show you the right choice to make, the right person to look to, the right Savior to save your soul. And not only save your soul, but keep you in safety here, secure you for heaven, seal you with the self-same Holy Spirit today. So stay tuned to this broadcast today. Amen. The title of our sermon today is simply Fighting Under the Right Flag. Fighting Under the Right Flag. And the question that we are going to ask and be challenged by, and I pray answer biblically today, is whose flag are you fighting under? Whose flag are you flying? To whom are you absolutely committed and loyal? Are you aligning yourself with that is declared biblically and scripturally to be enmity with God, literally the enemy of God? You know, the Bible said the love of the world is enmity with God in the book of James. Literally, whoever makes himself the friend of the world makes himself and declares himself to be an enemy of God. That's why the Christian, if you're going to name the name of Christ, it says, let everyone without exception, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ declares himself to be a Christian or Christ-like or a Christ follower. Amen. Depart from iniquity. let him depart from that is the absolute enemy of God. To align ourselves with the world right now is to take our stand with the world against God and His Son, God and His Christ, God and His sent Savior. A friend of mine, we can't straddle the fence. We can't serve two masters, for we will love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. Amen. These are the words of Jesus, and this is the challenge today. The question that must be asked and we must answer is, whose banner are we fighting under? Whose flag are we flying? Who are we loyal to and committed to? Who are we aligning ourselves with? The prince of darkness against the prince of the king of glory and light? Or are we aligning ourselves with Jesus Christ today? To win the battle, we must fight under God's flag, God's banner, carry His flag into battle, lifting up Jesus Christ as our standard. Then the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will both defend us and enable us to overcome. You see, fighting under the banner of your denomination has no value and no promise of victory. Flying the flag of your favorite preacher or pastor has no promise of victory. Oh, friend, it is Jesus Christ that strikes terror in the enemy's camp. It is His name, His banner, His flag that we fly when we go to battle. He has met and defeated the devil and the demons and fallen angels that work with Him. Listen, He did all of that for you and me. He got the victory for us. That's why the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Be you steadfast. Hallelujah. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. When we fight this good fight of faith, we fight it in the name of Jesus Christ. We fight under God's banner because we magnify and glorify God's Son, our Sovereign and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read with me on this particular subject. Amen. Whose flag are you flying today? Listen, fighting under God's flag, God's banner, Exodus 17:8-16. It said, then came Amalek and fought with Israel at Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Underline, rod of God. And so Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed his hands, the one on the one side and the one on the other side. His hands were steady, steadfast, come on, amen, until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn the battle, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. We're still fighting an enemy today. Praise God. In every generation, there's going to be an enemy to be defeated and a battle to be won. And to win that battle, we must fight under God's flag, under the flag of His standard, His banner, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, friend, in the Chaldee tongue, it would read, Moses lifted up his hands in prayer. It wasn't just the lifting of the hands, it was the intercession. Both the necessity and power of intercession is represented right here. Effective intercession acknowledges our weakness and relies on God's strength to overcome. The rod held up over the battle below was not the rod of Moses. It was not the rod of Joshua. It was not the rod of Israel. It was the rod of God. Moses' effective intercession resulted in supernatural intervention. God used the weak to defeat the mighty. They fought and won because they fought under God's banner in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Remember little David, the shepherd boy that went out to face the giant? What did he say in bold faith? He was flying the right flag, listen, and it wasn't the flag of Saul. It wasn't even the flag of the nation of Israel that he went out to defend. You know whose flag it was? It was God's banner. It was God's flag. Amen. And therefore a very type of Jesus Christ, whom God has lifted up as a standard against the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. He said, listen, to the giant, you come to me with spear and sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Praise God. He fought under God's flag. He flew God's flag going into battle. And God granted a great victory for Israel and a great victory to David. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen. In verse 15, it said, Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Nissi means banner in the Hebrew, a pole with an insignia attached. Speaking of the Messiah who was to come, Isaiah prophesied, in that day there shall come a root out of Jesse, who shall stand as an ensign, a standard or banner once again of the people. To whom shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Praise God. Isaiah 11 and verse 10. Psalm 60 and verse 4 says, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of thy truth, that we may fly it high. We used to sing, love is a flag flown high. Amen. From the castle of our heart. I like the Amplified. It said, Thou hast set up a banner for those who fear you with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder, a banner that may be displayed because of the truth. A banner to shield them from attack. Praise God. Listen, paraphrase said, but you have lifted up a flag for the people who serve you. They can meet together there and be safe in the battle. We need to rally to the flag. Praise God. Amen. Regardless of your denominational differences and denominational problems and pressures and all the stuff that these walls, they need not to come down completely. We need walls to protect us against false teaching, false doctrines. Amen. But listen, when it comes to rallying to Jesus that we might see a great end time revival. We need to get past the walls that keep us apart, rally around the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and lift high the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. Once again, an ensign, a flag against him. Amen. When we fight under the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God's standard, amen, it will turn, it will stem the flow of the flood, as powerful and overwhelming as a flood can be. It will be stemmed, it will turn, it will not overflow us. This is the promise of the presence of God when we fight under His banner. Glory be to God. When thou goest through the fire, it won't kindle on thee. Why? His banner. A fourth man was in the fire when the three Hebrew children were thrown in. And when they not only did not be consumed by it, it didn't kindle on them, but when they came out of it, there wasn't even the smell of smoke. To your smokers out there, I used to be one, and I can tell you from experience of not only smoke settling on me and on the walls of my room, amen, rooms, but when I hug a smoker, that Tic Tac will take care of your halitosis if you have bad breath, but it won't get that smoke off of that you just puffed your last puff before you showed up at church. Amen. What I'm saying is this. When you come out of something like they were in without the smell of smoke, it's talking about God's absolute, complete victory over the enemy's intention to destroy. Praise God. When you go through the fire, it won't kindle upon you. Not if, but when. Praise God. This fiery trial will come, but listen carefully. It will not have its effect if we stand our ground, keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and look to and depend on Jesus Christ for victory. We're fighting under God's banner because Jesus is the standard that He has lifted up to stem the flow of this mighty flood that is not just coming, but is here to try to tear us away, to take us off of our foundations. Oh, friend, but if any man hear His words, Jesus' words, and doeth them, He said, I'll show you what He's like. He's like a man that dig deep, laid his foundation on a rock. The rain came, the floods came, but it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. Do you see the standard that God has raised up that we fight under? We used to sing it. Hallelujah. Simple little song. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. He has no choice but to flee because there's authority and power vested in the name in which we go to battle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's read this from Psalm 25 through 8. It said, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. I like the paraphrase. It simply says, may there be shouts of joy when we hear the news of your victory flags flying with praise unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed is he, the scripture said, that know the joyful sound. We need to fly the flags of victory because we need to fly and fight under and rally to, amen, hallelujah, the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Amalekites, Israel were fighting, were called by the nations around them plunderers. The devil we battle with, like the Amalekites, is a plunderer, a murderer, and a thief. But we fight under Christ's banner. He has come to lead us to victory. In John 10, in verse 10, it says, the thief cometh not but to steal. Do you see the plunderer? Just like the Amalekites, the thief, Satan, cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy, to plunder. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. 1 Timothy 2:8 said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, just like Moses, hallelujah, without wrath and without doubting. When we fight under God's banner, praise God, and Jesus Christ becomes the standard that he lifts up in our midst, that we are to rally to and look to for victory, we are assured of victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to make this statement once again in closing. It is Jesus Christ, his name, that strikes terror in the enemy's camp. He has met and defeated the devil and his fallen angels and demons, and he did it in our behalf so that his victory, hallelujah, guarantees our victory when we fly his flag. And we fight the good fight of faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim the victory. Glory be to God. I don't know if you got on your shouting shoes today, but you ought to put them on, because this is a time to claim our victory, because we know and fly high the flag of Jesus Christ and him crucified as our source of safety, our Savior, our soon coming King, and until he comes, our ally in battle, because he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm no match for the devil in and of myself. And I'm going to may bust your bubble this morning, but neither are you. No matter how good you are, no matter how well you can preach or teach, no matter if you speak in tongues or don't speak in tongues, without Jesus, we are at a loss to win any battles. It is only through Jesus Christ. And that's why 1 Corinthians 15, amen, is so very important. For the Apostle Paul tells us in verse 57 and 58, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul said, I can do all things because I built my faith so strong and I have such many revelations. No, by my authority, my own authority. No. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's why he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. Amen. He said, put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6. But in other places, he said, put off the old man and put on Jesus Christ. And he talked about the armor of light. When we put on Jesus Christ, we put on the armor of God. We put on the armor of light to defeat the prince of darkness. Amen. The light has shined into the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. It's not just that they don't understand it. They cannot prevail against it. The smallest light in the darkest place will drive away the darkness from that light. That's why His Word becomes a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That's why Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, because He is the light. Hallelujah. Praise God in this sin-darkened world. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Oh, Christian, it's time that we rally to the banner of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we look to Him exclusively for our victory. And everything we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every battle we fight and we win, it is because that He is granting us a victory because of what He achieved for us in our behalf when He died on the cross in our behalf, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, and is coming back again soon, and very soon we shall see the King. Today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, amen. Hallelujah. That's our victory song that we start every single Let's Talk About Jesus broadcast with. Why did we choose that song? Our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. We don't start it with gentle music. That's how we go off the air here, with gentle music, with an invitation. But we start our teaching and preaching with songs that elevate the Lord Jesus Christ, that magnify the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Listen, friend, the reason is because we are lifting up His banner, and we go to battle under His banner, and the name of the Lord that is on that flag is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe, secure, assured of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, if you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, today I know that He's calling you. I know He is speaking to you. How do you know, Pastor? Because I know the Holy Spirit's purpose. When He comes, He will convince the world of sin. And He will come and draw us to Jesus. No man comes to Me, Jesus said, except My Father draw him. How does God, who is Spirit, draw people to Christ? By the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, those My Father hath given Me, no man shall pluck them out of My Father's hand. These are people who are drawn to God by the Holy Spirit, who are kept by the power of God and the person of Christ until the day of redemption. Don't have to worry about not being able to keep the faith, not being able to make it, because when we look to Jesus and fight the good fight of faith under His flag, hallelujah, we are assured of victory. So don't draw back today. Don't say there's no point in me coming to Jesus. I could never live the Christian life. Of course you can't. I can't either, but I am. That doesn't mean I'm sinlessly perfect. It means I'm perfectly committed to following Jesus Christ and fighting under His flag. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, I'm pushing 80. I'm 79 this January, and I've been serving God for decades, preaching the gospel, having a target on me. Satan has come in every... He's not done. He's relentless. He will never stop trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But I stand today because of the banner and the flag that I rally to and the banner that I fight under. And today you can come to Jesus. You can come to know Christ as your personal Savior. But you've got to come to Him just as you are and trust in Him and look to Him. And God will keep you just like He's keeping me and everyone who keeps their trust in Him, in Jesus' name.